Former Mantracker cameraman and local Sioux College professor Lawrence Foster is hosting the first Beaver Freezer Marathon at the Hiawatha Highlands on Sunday, March 6. Individual competitors and relay teams can fat bike, ski or run 10 to 42 kilometers through up to 10 waterways. The race will take you into Hiawatha, to Lower Island Lake going through Trout Lake, said Foster, the 50-year-old outdoor enthusiast. The two-time Canadian adventure race champion hand-picked the routes to showcase the magnificent landscapes that people might not realize are so near to them. They're close to town, easy for people to drive to checkpoints. But most importantly, you're traveling through these beautiful canyons and scenery, pristine lakes. It seems like you're in way more remote, backcountry areas, but you're still in your backyard in Sault Ste. Marie. The original idea for the course and the name of the marathon all stemmed from a field trip. One of my first years teaching at Sioux College, we visited an elder in Garden River. He showed us his trap lines. He'd caught a beaver and showed us how to roll it in the snow to preserve it. He called it the Beaver Freezer, said Foster. Inspired by the elder, and seeing as the race is a 10, 25 or 42 kilometers marathon, his wife suggested he call it the Beaver Freezer. If nothing else, people remember the name. And from a marketing point of view, it's great, said Foster with a laugh. A lot of people and local businesses like Sioux Cycling Club, the city of Sault Ste. Marie and Sioux College have come together to make this event happen. The race has even become a case study for the college's event planning course. Students have created digital artwork for the complimentary buffs, participation wood cookies, and many are volunteering to help out, said Foster. Each racer and volunteer will be given a buff, $35 value, and each racer will receive a self-rescue kit including a whistle and ice picks, $25 value, in a little bag with their race bib. In terms of safety precautions, Foster said they're all set. We hired search and rescue and will have teams on the race course, especially in the trickier spots. The Beaver Freezer will have transition areas every 8 to 14 kilometers where racers can resupply and swap teammates. The course will be well marked and have specialized crew members checking ice conditions and ensuring overall safety. You will see open water on the course, but you won't be putting yourself in danger. You'll be on land passing. We've tested it many times and we're confident that our systems in place are suitable, said Foster. To put it into perspective, Foster's 13-year-old son will be completing the course with his buddies and his 11-year-old twin boys will either ski or fat bike the course. He also said, parents are welcome to accompany their kids or families on the race course. When it comes to why people would want to join the fray, Foster was thoughtful. I think people need something to look forward to. We need to celebrate winter. We need a reason to go outside, he said. While the race is 2 weeks away, there's still time to sign up to compete or volunteer. We're looking for all types, people who are wilderness savvy, people to hand out drinks, keep the fire going, someone with a beaver costume. Fun is the ultimate objective. You can choose your adventure up until the day of the event. All proceeds from the race will go towards developing local sustainable trails. For more details, to sign up to race or volunteer, click this link.